relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Every single day, the evidence mounts in huge piles of proof that the election was stolen. Or rather, let's be careful with our tenses, friends. They are trying to steal the election. The hearings continue today, and we will give you all the latest developments. My name is Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Also, live streaming video on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. Our webpage is sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And we are on all the new First Amendment platforms as well, such as Parler and Rumble. So look for us, follow us, subscribe. So if you're not familiar with it, every year, the president holds a Christmas party, but it's actually a series of Christmas parties. It's more than half a dozen because the president has a lot of friends and the White House is actually quite small. And I will be going to the White House next week. But somebody went to the White House Christmas party, one of the earlier ones, this week, and stuck in their phone and recorded the president. And it's a little hard to hear, but I want to play for you the audio of just one little sentence the president said to his collected supporters at that party. Where whenever the party is held, whether it's one of the afternoon parties, one of the evening parties, at some point the band will stop playing, the Marine Corps band, and the president and the first lady will come down the staircase and will stop and in front of a small podium, give just a few welcome Christmas words. And this is what the president said to those assembled at the Christmas party. Audio cut 11, play cut.
It's been an amazing 4 years. We're trying to do another 4 years. Otherwise, I'll see you in 4 years.
It It's been an amazing 4 years, says the president. We're trying to make sure we get another 4 years. And if not, I'll be back in another 4 years. Now that is not what I wanted to hear. As an individual who supports making America great again, who believes that the president has done truly remarkable things that otherwise I would have thought impossible for the forgotten men and women. Why do I say that? Because he can win. Mr. President, you can stop them stealing this election. And here are my thoughts. This is in the form of a letter to the president. Mr. President, the evidence is overwhelming. On the night of the election, you were winning in all the key battleground states. Then they all decided to stop counting the votes. Once they restarted the ballot count, hundreds of thousands of votes for Joe Biden were miraculously found. Since that time, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tansing, and the rest of your small but intrepid legal team has found incontrovertible evidence of systematic and widespread fraud. Now, brave Americans have dared to challenge decades of Democrat voter fraud by giving their names to sworn affidavits and to even publicly testifying to the crimes they have witnessed and voting results that simply cannot be empirically true. Two of the most powerful I've already shared with you here on America First. One of them is the sworn testimony of Dr. Linda Lee Tarver in front of the Michigan State Senate, a woman who has worked officially on election integrity for decades and who witnessed felonies being committed within polling stations. Republican poll watchers threatened and intimidated, and countless pristine, unfolded mail-in ballots processed for Joe Biden. Then we have the forensic testimony from last week's Pennsylvania hearing in Gettysburg by retired Army Colonel Phil Waldron, a former combat officer with a background, very relevantly, in information operations and electronic warfare, who disclosed that in one 90-minute period, more than 570,000 votes were tallied for candidate Biden, as just 3,200 were tallied for you, the incumbent. Professor Paul Kengor has justifiably called that evidence alone, quote, incredible, impossible, scandalous. And rightly so. There is no election in any normal country which isn't a dictatorship, where the electorate has just two choices of candidates, and one of them receives 99.4% of the vote, and the other choice gets 0.6%. Biden and the DNC are attempting to steal the election, and more than 30% of even his voters, according to the Rasmussen report, believe the election was rigged for Team Biden. And everyone knows it. Deep, deep down in our marrow, we know it. How? Because we have brains. Because one of the common characteristics of the American is common sense. And everyone who isn't blinded by hatred, who isn't indoctrinated to hate America and all that the Make America Great Again agenda stands for, know the following. Number one, despite years of outrageous calumny against you and all who support you, labeling us as Islamophobes, white supremacists, and even Nazis, you garnered more than 10 million more votes than you did 4 years ago. More than any president ever. And incredibly, the highest support for a Republican president since the 1960s amongst the Latino and black community. Additionally, we also know deep down that there's no way on God's green earth that a clearly cognitively compromised machine politician of 47 years, hiding in his basement for months, unable to hold a rally of any size, received more votes than the first black president. It simply did not happen. You know it, I know it, even Beijing Biden knows it. Just this week, in his first national interview after you pardoned him, General Mike Flynn outlined on my show the multiple paths to victory that you have. Whilst the fight must continue in the courts, the real path is a political one. The only way to save the Republic is to enact the constitutional provision of a contingent election, to have the Republican state houses deem this election to be fraudulent, not to certify an electoral college vote, and to have you selected by the House of Representatives on a one vote per state party delegate vote, where the GOP outnumbers the Democrats. You have been a fighter your whole life, Mr. President, a fighter and a patriot. Now it's time to fight like you've never fought before. And this time, more than 70 million Americans are with you. This is America First.
I mean, we learn every single day new things about how bad it is. And Georgia is just as bad as the rest of them. I just learned this morning these various ballot boxes that the Secretary of State has been distributing have no record of when the ballots were taken out, who took them out, how they were handled. I mean, this stuff is an invitation to theft. And it's appalling to me to have a Republican Secretary of State like Raffensperger, who is clearly so thoroughly intimidated by Stacey Abrams, that the things he's doing guarantee the easiness of stealing an election. I mean, we learn every single day.
That was, of course, on a loop, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, with a very important question that goes to the heart of the matter. Will we be intimidated by a radicalized Democrat party? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Car Firearms Group is proud to sponsor this segment. Car Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance, all part of the Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Oh, by the way, I carry car arms myself. Let's talk to our first guest of the day. We will be joined in studio by Wayne Allen Root, by Joe DeGenova and Victoria Tunsing. We're going to talk to our warrior princess, Jennifer Horn, the president's national press secretary, Hogan Giddy. But the first guest is none other than director of investigations and research for those heroes at Judicial Watch. It's Chris Farrell. Chris, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you, Seb. Thanks very much.
We just heard the Speaker of the House formerly, one of the smartest strategic minds in America today, say, every single day there is more and more evidence. Chris, but isn't the mainstream media telling us that there has been zero evidence of fraud?
Yeah, so is the Attorney General, unfortunately. And yet there have been hearings, these hearings that have taken place in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and there's Michigan. Innumerable folks who've showed up and provided sworn declarations talking about all sorts of shenanigans and misconduct and attempts to manipulate the vote. So at some point, you know, it's drip, 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 drip. You know, sooner or later, you're up to your neck in water, and you say, well, gee, there was no evidence of the flood. Well, I mean, look around you. How many times do you have to hear the same thing over and over again?
And what does that mean? going forward? Does it mean that these efforts are meaningless? It's like a tree falling in the forest when nobody's there and there's to hear it fall. Does the team, does Rudy, do Jenna continue the fight? Or is it just a lost battle already?
Well, you know, part of me says that the official Washington will not permit President Trump to be reelected. Yeah. And when I say official Washington, I mean what was referred to generally as the swamp. So whether it's the Washington Post and the court system, remember all the judges are just government attorneys in black robes. I know that we have this fixation on running to courts and seeking justice, but hold your breath for a second there. They're just another government attorney, only they wear a black robe, right?
Okay, let me stop that. You there for a second. Why is it? Why do we posit that judges, especially ones that are elected at state level, why do we posit that any of these actors are apolitical?
It's preposterous. They're all political animals.
Right.
That was one of the great lies of Chief Justice Roberts in the last year or 18 months, where he said, there aren't Obama judges and Trump judges. Oh, yes, they are. I mean, give me a break. And in places where they run for elected office at the county and state level, depending upon where you live, look, they're all part of the political process. And to pretend they're not is, you're playing ostrich. You have your head in the sand so far, it's preposterous.
Yeah. Let's talk about, it's always important to understand the red team aspect of any national political issue, the national security aspect, and also how our enemies react to what's going on right now. I'm sure China is very, very happy. Iran is incredibly happy with the potential of some kind of Beijing or Biden administration. But at Judicial Watch, you are very concerned with what's happening south of the border. Will you talk to us from your perch as Director of Investigations and Research at Judicial Watch? What could be the response of the drug traffickers, the cartels, to Joe Biden becoming the president?
Yeah, this is terrifying stuff, I can tell you. In fact, I did an article on Gates Stone Institute on precisely this. Folks can see it there. But I can tell you from my contacts at the border, and I've been working there now since 2003, so it's only 17 years of working operations and investigations there. The cartels are doing high fives. They are thrilled because the wall is, if Biden does, get in, and it looks like he's going to, in my opinion, the wall's over. It's done with. He's talking about going back to that debacle, that failed $30 billion waste of time called SBI Net, where Boeing made a lot of money and nobody else did.
What is SBI Net? Explain that.
Yeah, basically we videotape the millions of people running across the border, and we pretend that when we videotape them running across the border, we pretend that's border security. And the taxpayers spend $30 billion with a B.
So we can have like home movies of them coming in illegally.
Right. And we say, oh, look, we've documented this activity, and we're supposed to be excited by that. And so that's the Biden administration for you. Open borders advocates, no more wall, no enforcement. The caravans will be welcomed with open arms and given free health care. They've already pledged that. So you're going to watch our southern border go to hell in a handbasket. And just pray to God that some militant Islamist doesn't walk across the border with a backpack nuke. That's what you have to pray for.
But before we go to that level of terrorist exploitation, and they will exploit that if it ever happens, what does it mean for the average American if we just talk about open borders in terms of cartels? Why should every American care, Chris Farrell?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of different reasons. One is failed hospitals, failed schools, failed health care, the shredding of border communities for everything from schools to hospitals to housing. It's a nightmare on the society level. But then the cartels, which already have an incredible influence at the municipal, state, and federal level, corrupting law enforcement across the border. No one wants to say that out loud.
No.
It's forbidden to say that that law enforcement is corrupt on the border. But then ask yourself why 50 years later we still can't win the war on drugs. I'll tell you the reason why. It's corrupt law enforcement. Cartels will even further have further advances in that regard, because even the good guys on law enforcement will throw their hands up at some point. And the cartels are laughing at us. We're suckers. We're idiots.
That should tell you everything you need to know. When the cartels are happy at the prospect of Biden stealing the election, you know what Biden represents. Their header on Twitter says it all. No one is above the law. Their Judicial Watch, support them right now. Finding the Swamp, judicialwatch.org. And we've been talking to Chris Farrell, the head of investigations and research. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Don't touch that dial. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
There's a guy. We just call him War. His name is Wayne Allen Root. He has the largest fist known to man. It's true. Check it out. And he happens to be in my studio. War, why are you in my studio?
Well, first of all, because I love you and I'm a fan of
yours. What a smoothie!
And second of all, I'm here with
because you texted me this morning.
And I'm here with my beautiful fiance, Cindy. Make sure Cindy gets credit.
Hey,
hi, Cindy.
We're here. Your idea.
No, we're here because tonight is tonight is a White House Christmas party that I was invited to. So we flew in from Las Vegas.
One of
just for 24 hours. One of many. They're gonna have quite a few, I'm sure.
He wants to sound important. You know, the White. I'm going to the White.
Well, yeah, I'm at it. So it's the White House Christmas party. Come on.
It's
the
Wayne.
One that Wayne Root. The War is
Wayne's.
At. War
Rose.
Is there.
Okay, good. And then you text me saying, "Hey, I'm in the swamp." And well, we'll squeeze you in. Come on in. Come
I can't even believe nobody's open for business. We tried to have lunch. Three quarters of the restaurants are closed, and the other fourth have nobody in them. We were the only person eating in a Japanese restaurant. How could you conduct business in Washington, D.C. anymore?
Were you appropriating Asian culture for lunch?
Because I love Asian food. I'm Jewish because I love Asian food. All Jews live
Christmas,
on Chinese food.
Christmas
didn't you know
food
that?
Is Chinese. No?
Didn't you know the famous Jewish saying, the Jewish calendar is 6,000 years, the Chinese calendar is 3,000? What did Jews eat the first 3,000 years? I have no idea. But
and that's a serious, you know, this is a target of opportunity. We are flexible here at America
yes.
First. But he just handed me the heaviest book I've ever been given. It is made out of something we won't discuss because it's naughty. That's why it's heavy, he said. But it is brand new Trump rules. It's made of real paper. That's why it's heavy. None of this garbage.
Brand new.
Recycled.
Just that.
No, it's you got to check it, Trump rules. But we have to talk to you. My producer, Jeff, has been bugging me for several days now. I don't know if he's a betting man. Maybe he is. You broadcast out of the center of the universe when it comes to gambling.
Las Vegas. Make sure everybody knows. Las Vegas.
Yes, thank you. Talk to us about the betting odds on the president, especially on the night of the election, War.
Well, listen, I made a very big bet on President Trump, by the way. Very big bet. The biggest bet of my life. You know, I'm known for betting big money on NFL football games. I made the biggest bet of my life on President
Trump. $6, right?
$6. I made 12 on this one. But all I could tell you is that I was watching the betting odds the night of the election. He started out as a 2-1 underdog, which I thought was ridiculous. Right. And that's why I made the big bet. Because I thought I knew, you know, knowing people, Trump would win this election. And I, to this day, believe he won by landslide.
Right.
I believe this was stolen. But on the night of the election, it was 2-1 against Trump on Biden. Within minutes, it went to even money. Within minutes, it went to Trump, favorite. Within minutes, it went to Trump minus 150, meaning you have to bet 150 to win 100. Right. Then it went to minus 170, then 2-1, then 3-1, then 4-1. As the night's going on, Trump becomes a 7-1 favorite. Right. When bettors realize, and bettors are always right, doing live action on a campaign, looking at the electoral map much quicker than the average liberal idiot commentator in Washington, D.C. or New York. And the bettors realized, being that Trump was winning and had won Florida, and was winning and would win Texas, and would win Ohio, and was leading in North Carolina, leading in Michigan, leading in Wisconsin, and leading in Pennsylvania, it's over. He wins. Right. It's 7-1. It's a landslide. It's over.
Was he celebrating? He was celebrating.
I was. And at that moment, you know, it's like winning with seconds to go in a football game, and the other team throws a Hail Mary and you lose. At that moment, Fox said, "We project Arizona for Biden."
The infamous projection.
And my friend is one of the biggest bookmakers in the world, who also made a big bet on Trump, called me up and said, "Wait, we got a problem. Something's wrong." And I said, "What?" He said, "At the moment that Fox projected Arizona for Biden, millions of dollars flowed in on Biden, and the odds dropped instantly from 7-1 back to 4-1, and then within minutes to 3-1, within minutes to 2-1. He said, "Something's really wrong, and someone knows something, and it isn't good." And I, to this day, contend that a lot of people were in on a scam here. That those words, "Fox projects Arizona for Biden," changed the entire world.
So what you saw in the reaction at the bookies,
yes,
wasn't a function of Fox alone. There was something much bigger going on. That's what you are positive.
Correct. I'm positive that they knew. That was just a sign, a signal to the people in the know on the Democrat
side. That it's happening.
And I think someone made a fortune on the election. I think someone made millions of dollars saying, "Let's wait till the last possible second. Let the odds go up.
Drop the hammer.
And Trump will be ahead by a mile, and we'll get it at the best odds and make a fortune." Because they knew that all the mail-in ballots were going to come, and they were going to dump them, as you saw today. The USPS trucks were bringing them from New York to Pennsylvania, and they were trucking them through multiple states, and they're fake ballots, and they're dead people on the ballots, and there are illegal aliens in the ballots. There are homeless people voting in multiple states on the ballots. There are people voting multiple times on the ballots in multiple states. And they knew that no matter what score Trump had, it wouldn't matter. It reminds me of the Monday night game that just happened. Philadelphia against Seattle. Philly lost, right? What if you said Philly lost in regulation, but 3 days later we give it to Philadelphia?
Right.
What if we added 20 points to Philadelphia's point total 3 days later? That's what just happened in the election.
That's the analogy. Ignore the lying pollsters in the media. Look at what happened to the betting odds. We're talking to the author of the brand new book, Trump Rules, Wayne Allen Root. Follow him right now on Twitter, Real Wayne Root, and RootForAmerica.com.
Wait.
It's my radio show, not yours. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you. He'll be back in a second. He's not going anywhere. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I know, because I've lived it now for almost 2 years. But listen to Alicia from California. "I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product." Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
970 children you've already helped just on my radio show with the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign. God bless every single one of you. I always talk about what it must be like trying to get you into the position of a girl or boy who's lost their mother or father to the prison system this Christmas.
But let me just flip it for a second. Imagine if you've got children and you're in prison and your children have to try and celebrate Christmas without you. How must that feel? Listen to Michelle, who was part of the Angel Tree program when she was in prison, helping other frightening women reach out to their children.
Scary women. Women I would have been frightened of. We're now sitting across from me in this little tiny room where our knees are actually almost touching. And I'm helping them fill out an application for their children for Angel Tree. Angel Tree brought in hope, a little ray of light to a very, very dark place, and allowed us moms to be able to reach outside the prison walls to our families and let our children know that they weren't forgotten and that we were still thinking about them.
A little ray of hope this Christmas. Will you be that person? Will you be a Christmas angel for one of the more than 2.5 million children in America who have a mother or father incarcerated right now? It's so easy. $22 buys them a Christmas gift, a children's Bible, and organizes a message of love and hope from their mother or father to them this Christmas. Make a donation today in any amount at our website, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner or call Prison Fellowship directly on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Think of this. If you survive COVID, if you're doing okay, if you donate $220 right now, you are bringing a ray of hope, of love, of Christian fellowship to 10 children this Christmas who are missing a parent. Will you do that? Will you do that for me and for them? God bless you. SebGorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com, Angel Tree Banner. Do it today. We are back with a man who's going to the White House tonight because that's how important he is. He is the author of Trump Rules, newly out. Get it right now. His initials are W-A-R. He's a conservative warrior. He's a radio show host, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Is it true you went to school with Obama? Is it all you, is it your fault?
I went to school with lots of people who identified themselves as communists. Obama was just one of many. And I swear
he was the most successful communist.
I could take a lie detector test tomorrow. Right here, right now, I would take one. Hook me up. Hook me up, Doc.
I trust you.
Here's the deal. Every kid I ever knew at Columbia bragged about being a communist, a Marxist, or a Bolshevik. A Bolshevik. Those are the words they used.
They actually said bragged
that.
About
yes.
it.
They said they wanted to bring America down and destroy it. And you know what's funny? They had a plan. And the plan was created by two Columbia professors, and that plan is what's happening today. COVID is that plan. Now, COVID's real. I've never ever said it's anything but real. It's a flu pandemic. Big deal.
Right.
We had a Hong Kong flu in 1967, 68, and everybody went and had sex in the mud at Woodstock. Nobody cared. And no theaters were closed.
But they wore
Vegas
masks.
Was closed.
Didn't they wear masks?
No masks. Nobody did anything.
Okay.
Sporting events, schools, everything went on. 100,000 Americans died. The media didn't mention it because Trump wasn't president. Today, it's, oh my God, there's COVID. It is the Cloward Piven plan to turn the economy to death, to kill it.
To create such a catastrophe economically.
That small business all goes out of business.
That big government can come in and, quote unquote, save us all, right?
And not only big government, but big business. Don't forget, big business in cahoots with big government.
Wall Street.
They'll do whatever they want. Wall Street loves
global
Biden.
Global companies.
Yes. And communist China. All together to destroy and manipulate our economy and put small business out of business.
And
it's
I
happening.
Thought we'd actually get a good few views for this on YouTube. I thought it'd be an uncontroversial, usual milquetoast Wayne Allen Root segment. But no, he's done it again. He can't control himself. Okay, so tell us what is in the book Trump Rules and why you... How many books have you written, Wayne?
This is my 14th book. And this is the number one bestseller at Amazon, by the way. For the last 3 weeks, it's been number one in 12 categories, business and political.
Wow.
And let me tell you, it's the perfect Christmas gift. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's for the Trump lover in your life who's in business, or you have a kid in college that wants to go into business, kid in grad school, anyone who owns a small business, anyone who's feeling the effects of COVID destroying the economy. This is a book that I wrote after studying Trump for 41 years when I was 18 and I was a freshman at Columbia University with Obama. At that moment, Trump was building the Grand Hyatt in New York, and he became my hero. This guy was in the gossip columns every day, and I said, I want to be Trump. And I've studied him for 41 years, Sebastian, and I've put in writing the Trump rules that made him a superstar at everything he ever did. And he'll be back, whether he wins or loses the presidency. He's the only guy that could probably still flip it. Even if the odds are very low right now, he's the one guy in the world that could actually still come back from death and flip it. He did that with the banks and the bankers in his real estate empire.
He did it
in
16.
And he still may do it. But if he doesn't flip it, he'll be back in 24. He'll be the first or the second guy in history to be elected president again after losing. So he's an amazing human being. I followed these rules my whole life, and I went from a son of a butcher, a blue-collar son of a butcher, an SOB, to a self-made millionaire with a mansion on the beach in Malibu at the age of 29. The Trump rules did that for me. Those Trump rules are so valuable, I've taught them all over the world. I just never used the word Trump.
I got one question to ask you, but yes. We're out of time. Would you stay for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, before I do that, I've got 30 seconds. What is the most important rule that you found amongst Trump rules?
Well, guess what it is? It's the joy of failure. When you fail, if you learn enough from it, it can lead to the next 20 successes. Trump is an expert at it. I've become an expert at it. Lots of failure. That's great. It means you're going to succeed.
I love it. And in America, that's the American way. You fail, you learn, you succeed. What did they say about inventing a light bulb, the first 2,000 failures? It's, you know, how I worked out how to actually make a light bulb. Follow him right now, Real Wayne Root. He is, of course, the host of Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The new book, bestseller, is Trump Rules. Learn the Trump Rules and Tools of Mega success and wealth from the greatest warrior and winner in history. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. It is a time for giving. And our buddies at Patriot Mobile, the only conservative Christian cell phone company, have a special gift to give campaign right now for the next 17 days. You can get a brand new Samsung A11 phone for both yourself and someone close to you, or you bring your own phone and get a free month of service. They are the only cell phone company that shares your values. At the end of the month, they don't take a portion of your bill and donate it to things like, oh, I don't know, Planned Parenthood or Democrat candidates like Big Mobile do. Patriot Mobile is on your side. And they actually donate to things like, oh, I don't know, freedom of speech organizations, pro-Second Amendment. That's why they're the good guys. And that's why they're rated number one in customer service in the United States. You can keep your old number. Their U.S.-based team of professionals can transfer it for you. Just call them right now, 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA for that amazing offer. Call them on 972-728-7468. Or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, thank you. If you're catching up with a segment you missed, hit the subscribe button, hit the notifications bell twice. And if you're watching right now, give us a like, why don't you? This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
I'm reading this chap, Wayne Allen Root's book. It's got the rules for success in there from the president. There's one that's missing. I guess he'll just add it to the next version. He's got 10 rules. He's forgot the one. Get a good night's sleep on one of Mike Lindell's pillows. It's essential. I do it. The president does it. That's why he sold 51 million of them. And because you're a friend of the show, you're going to get more than 60% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call them on 800-829-8468. Not $69.98, but $29.98 if you use my name. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. But seriously, he's back. The book is Trump Rules. Get it right now. Bestseller. Wayne, you said... there's another one of the rules that is your favorite. Which is it?
Well, my favorite is screw the critics. And that's what I learned from Trump.
I think that's Trump. Rather Trumpian.
Right. It's like, it doesn't matter what they say.
I learned that the hard way in the White House.
You know, I'm laughing because I took a picture last night. Cynthia and I had dinner at our hotel, Trumpage National. And I took a picture overlooking the lobby, which I think is the most beautiful lobby in the world, right? And the picture I put on Twitter. And I had over 95,000 people looked at it, but over 6,000 commented. So I was looking through the comments, and most of them were liberals going, "You'll all be in prison soon. Enjoy the view." Or, "Ugliest lobby I've ever seen." Or, "How disgustingly low class." And you just go, that's why you got to ignore the critics. He's only worth, you know, $8 or $10 billion. He built the most grand hotel out of a post office. He's done the most amazing things. He's built the greatest TV show, Celebrity Apprentice, the greatest book, Art of the Deal. Every building he built was the greatest building in America's history. And then when he becomes president, everyone hates him because he's a conservative. They all loved him before. It was no problem.
That's a good summary.
Ignore the critics. Screw them. They don't know anything. I bet you every person who said ugly lobby is living in a little apartment that costs $300 a month and they can't afford their rent, okay?
Yeah, and they using their mom's phone to tweet at you. And what, who said it? The best revenge is a life well lived.
No statue's ever been built to honor a critic. How about that one?
Oh, that's good.
If you don't have enough critics, you're not doing enough work.
Just stop talking. I've got a minute left. And I want to ask you, you're going to the White House today for one of the Christmas parties. I'll be there on Monday. What would you tell the president if he asked you, what should he do about this stinking election, Wayne?
Be relentless. Never stop fighting. That's one of the other rules in my book. Be relentless. More important than how smart you are, your college degree, be relentless.
Never give up.
They're the nail, you're the hammer. Just keep hammering away and don't listen to your dumb attorney general. I won't go so far as to say he's corrupt. I'll say he's blind, deaf, dumb, and stupid. He doesn't even know what's going on. A Las Vegas gamblers tell you the fix was in, this election was stolen. No matter what the attorney general says, duh. Four cities stopped counting when we woke up. We lost. Duh. They stole the election.
It's a different way of looking at the world, but I love it. And that's why his initials are WAR. I'll add one more thing. Bill Barr, you're a coward. You've been listening to the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. Get it now. Trump rules. He's off to the White House. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next for a whole hour, Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing, right here in studio.